Yes, indeedly doodly. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain of that very Veteran Rescue Mission, the Homeless Veteran Transition Program on the northwest part of town. If you have a veteran that needs assistance, definitely send them our way. Our phone number is 520-329-9192. Today, I'm here with my guest co-host and her first time as a guest co-host, so I'm excited for this. I'm rooting for you. We got Adelie Hunt with the Lopez and Lopez team with Long Realty. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah. I think you're going to knock it out of the park. You may even take my job after this is done. So I'm brought some cookies for the manager just to make sure that you don't.
I brought some apples.
Okay. Dang it. She beats me every time. and as usual, we have an awesome Common Good Radio show for you today with Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing in the first half of the show, and Amy Bass with Pep Inc. on the second half of the show, both talking about some awesome stuff. And I'm actually pretty excited for our first segment. We'll be interviewing the interviewer, but this would not be the Common Good Radio show if I did not give thanks to a very gracious, very loving, very blessing God that's definitely blessed me with so many blessings. I don't even have time to count them all. So much time that I don't have time to think about anything to complain about. But I want to thank him today by reading the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So, that being said, I have one of my good, I would say church buddies, but we don't attend the same church. I almost feel like we do sometimes. But I got Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. Thanks for joining me.
Hey there. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm really excited to try this out. I don't know if I'll ever do it again. Maybe it'll be a regular thing we do, but I don't know. Avertingly, I'm putting myself into the hot seat here, where we're going to interview the interviewer, Ron Arenas, right, being one of my regular guest co-hosts on the show and definitely a longtime supporter of the show with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. And he and Adelie Hunt will act as if I am in said hot seat that Ron is actually sitting in, and I want to give you guys the opportunity to ask me, anything you'd like to know. I'm sure our listeners for a long time have wanted to know, who is this Pastor John McClain fellow, and what is he all about? What does he make him tick? Is he really a pastor? And what is he really about? So go ahead and shoot. I can take it. But keep in mind, Ron, you'll be in this scene next
turn. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, what got you here? What got you onto radio? I know it's been a long journey, mm-hmm. So can you just tell us a little bit about what got you to this journey?
Funny enough, I mean, when I got into radio, I was in a similar situation that you're in right now, where I was a pool and landscape contractor.
Right.
And I had eight guys that worked for me, you know, a few different crews out there in the world doing some great work, cleaning pools and doing landscaping in a very unique way. So I reached out to a local radio show host. I'm not going to put any shame on their name. And I asked them, hey, can I be on your show? Can I get interviewed? Can I be part of what you're doing? I really want to support you. And they're like, yeah, you can, but it'll be an exorbitant thousands amount of money.
Oh, wow.
And at the time I was just 25, 26 years old, you know, right. I didn't know any better. So I was like, well, I'm not going to do that, but how about if I just try my own radio show? So you can't really do it the same way nowadays, but at the time I just called around to all the different radio shows and see our radio stations rather, and saw if I could do a radio show. One of them gave me a chance, and I've been pretty much doing this on and off since then.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. And you felt that you had a calling to be on radio?
No, not really. No, I mean, as I found my calling in helping connect homeless veterans with housing, I definitely feel most called to that of all the things I've done in my life. Right. But I'm definitely gifted to do radio, mm-hmm. and to be in media. I certainly, yeah. God's given me the talents to do it, but he's given that to me as a tool to better serve the people that I serve, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I have a couple questions
okay,
as well.
I got it. Yep.
So when is your next camp outreach? I know that's your nonprofit, mm-hmm. but can you also explain what that is?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, and our live audience, if you go to Facebook Live, you can watch. We were talking actually about it behind the scenes. Okay. The plan, what we usually do is every Memorial Day and Veterans Day, we go... Our group of volunteers and the guys that are in our program, we go live on the street in downtown Tucson for up to a week. And during the day, we set up tables and shelves and we give out clothes and food and need items and service information. And the primary function of being out there is when we locate an unhoused person that doesn't know what services are available, we'll actually take them to those services. We'll take them to the different shelters. We'll take them to get a shower. Well, you know, most importantly, if they're a veteran, we'll get them back to our program so we can get them their birth certificate. We can get them their ID. We can help them get a job. We can help them get a housing voucher. We can help them get in housing. But to finish the story of our camp out, at night we set up cots and we actually, sleep out there on the street, myself included, with the people that are out there on the streets, because we feel like outreach, which, the mechanism of outreach for social services has been done for years. But usually when you do outreach, you go and you talk to somebody for 3 minutes, 2 minutes, maybe you're out there for an hour or two in a bunch, and then you head back home. But we think it takes a little bit longer to build a rapport and build a bond with people than that amount of time. So we go out there and we live with them.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot of stuff that you do. I mean, just having a newborn also, How are you managing everything, the radio show, the nonprofit, and just everything that you're involved in?
Well, thankfully, we have a really good support system. We have a great board, great volunteers. I mean, you and Ron are a great testament to the great people I have around me that make it so, even though I do wear many hats, I have other people there to help me as I'm wearing those different hats. Because, if I lived on an island, man, I wouldn't be able to do this. Like I would, I'd probably be in a different field. Yeah. But, the conversations that we have and the work that we're doing, even having you here as my guest co-host today, that means a lot. And the relationship I have with this man across from me, Ron Arenas, mm-hmm. I mean, it is so rich and thick already. Yeah. I feel like we've known each other forever.
Right.
And maybe a year.
Yeah.
That year we've been and a half working probably. With. Yeah. Intensively. And it's just... yeah, that's definitely that's what it's all about. It's just, I want to think this past 10 years, like the work that I do, and just as a human, my focus has been the relationships and the richness of the relationships, and that's what's most important to me. So,
surround yourself with the right people.
Yeah, right.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, and I have them. Thank you. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And on that note, I will close. I am off the hot seat. Thank you for doing the interviewer with me. That's Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, one of our many amazing sponsors. We also want to thank Inspired Life Mortgage, Inspired Life Chiropractic, Pep Inc., Gap Ministries, BBB, Serving Southern Arizona, Seton Photography, We Care Tucson, Action Print and Copy, Sabino Investment Management, Solistic Hospice, The Tucson Tasty Show, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial, and White Stallion Ranch. That's a mouthful. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in the community. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Adelie Hunt with Lopez and Lopez Group with Long Realty. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We are highlighting the good in the community. One of the many amazing organizations, many great people doing good in the community, is Mr. Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. Here with us. Thank you for joining, brother.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it is. It's always a pleasure for you and me, brother, because you're Ron, I'm John. Well, we just need Don and Sean, just like last
yeah.
time.
Yeah, like last time.
Yeah, right. And if those who don't know, I'm Pastor John McClain with Veteran Rescue Mission, the Homeless Veteran Transition Program on Northwest side of town. Go to veteranrescuemission.org definitely to support or to find out more. And then I have Adelie Hunt. I said it correctly and clearly this time.
Thank you.
She is with the Lopez and Lopez Group with Long Realty. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
What do you think so far?
It's been great.
Yeah, it's not too bad, right?
Not too bad.
Nerves starting to shake off a little
bit.
They are.
It's kind of like feeling a little more like myself.
Yeah, when you get in the game, like the nerves kind of shake off, where it's just like the anticipation actually kills you worse than
exactly
doing it.
Yeah.
But you're doing awesome. Yeah, you definitely make me and Ron feel comfortable.
Okay. Yeah,
you feel comfortable, Ron?
I do.
Okay,
yeah, yeah. I think Ron would feel comfortable like in an ice storm. So I don't know. But speaking of feeling uncomfortable, I'm gonna try.
I'm squirming.
I don't know if I'll be able to do it. But let's go with our segment today with in the hot seat with Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Okay,
and actually, I may give you that segment in the future.
Ah, okay.
In the hot seat with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. I like, doesn't
that? There you go. Yeah.
Ring to it?
Yeah, that was a good ring.
Yeah. So I'll start us off, and I know Adelie has some hard hitting questions straight to the gut. But the first one that I want to know is, where'd you grow up?
I grew up here. I grew up in Tucson.
Okay.
Born and raised here.
And middle school, high school?
Mansfield and Tucson High.
Okay.
Yep.
And then after high school, then what happened?
Oh, it's been a long journey.
I want to know.
I worked many places. Kind of a couple of the highlights. I was a firefighter for Picture Rocks Fire.
Okay.
I've worked, I've been a pharmacy technician for Walgreens.
Hmm.
And I've been working with my own business for the last 22 years.
That's wild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've been on staff at a church also.
Wild. So, man, it's crazy to think that you've been doing your own business for 22 years, yet you are also a fireman and a pharmacy technician. That's what. So with the fireman, is that where you get the stoicism from, would you say?
I guess so, yeah.
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 Because, I mean, definitely you seem like you'd be able to handle real stressful situations calmly.
Yeah, I think so. I think I can look at them and kind of evaluate everything. I mean, part of your training is not to do any more damage to the victims or to the scene. Mm. So you want to kind of evaluate the scene and then make sure that you're safe and then make sure that the everyone around you is safe.
Mm-hmm. And I'll ask one more question before I give it over to Adelie. How does that transfer? It seems like that would transfer really well, being a fireman and the work you do now.
Yeah, I've been in management a long time. I've been in management since I was 19 years old. Mm. So I've always kind of had a group of people to manage and and figure out, you know, their schedule or their tasks and make sure that everything is done the way it needs to be.
Nice.
That's why he's so good at the hot seat.
Yeah, for sure. He just easy. He just smooth with it. No big deal.
Brings a firefighter in him. Well, you put me on the seat saying that I had like hard questions, and I'm like, oh, hey, how's the weather out there?
It's not hot enough.
For sure. I'm with you.
Well, I was just wondering, what is it like getting the opportunity to work with your children?
Oh, it's wonderful. It really is. I'm so happy to be able to work with my kids and watch them progress and grow, not only as workers, but as young men.
Mm-hmm.
Are they still playing football and all of that? Or
no, Luke graduated in May, and he decided not to go the route of football, so he's with us.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. We touch on this every now and again on the show about his sons, you know, following his footsteps or kind of doing, you know, working with them and, you know, having, as you see, you know, seen, I have four sons, three teenage boys. I don't know if any of them will get into the family business, whatever that may be.
Well, I didn't know either.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really planned.
Mm.
They just kind of fell into it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And if they decide to go another direction at some point, then that's fine too. I mean, that's just part of growing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just, I mean, well, I think, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, just like appreciating it right now.
Right.
Like that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Like,
appreciate the moment.
Yeah. Whatever they do a year from now, that's a year from now. Who's thinking about that right now?
Right.
Like right now, you got your sons working with you. You know, one of them pretty much looks like he's taking the bull by the horns.
With the
business, and that's a big deal, particularly from a recession or what is it, legacy? What, passing it on? What is
right? Yeah, passing on the torch. Yeah,
yeah, that's just that's such a big deal. So it's cool to see. I mean, just imagine the time and just the I can just figure the relationship that you have with your sons. I don't anticipate it would be bad.
No.
Yeah, I don't imagine you could have a bad relationship with your dad and work in the capacity that they are working with you. So it's just such a testament to, obviously, you as a father. I don't know.
Well,
I almost
you.
Feel
yeah.
like embarrassed to even say that, because it's such like a great compliment. It's certainly, you know, one that I appreciate when I get it. But you seem to be a great dad, man.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I mean, that's what I've always strived for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, give him another one. I'm sorry, I'm gushing all over this guy.
No, you're fine. Yeah. I mean, this will be just for a general public. How far are appointments out right now for you?
Sure. So right now, we're probably just about a day, maybe 2 days.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, and the weather's been really weird this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's cooled down a little bit, and then it's starting to get, you know, hotter again, but it's just been a wacky year,
yeah,
for weather-wise.
For sure. And we got probably about a minute. Like, I'm thinking in the top of my head, what is something people should think about or you know, be contacting you guys about in regards to monsoon season?
Mm-hmm. Monsoon season adds another element to their air conditioning. So the main thing for air conditioning is to cool down your house, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But when the monsoons come and the humidity comes, then it's also pulling that humidity out mm-hmm. of your house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's doing a second job at the same time.
Mm.
So what that brings more problems. You could have a clogged condensate drain.
Mm.
And okay. if you have a clogged condensate drain, you can have water in mm. your house, whether it's up in the attic or in a closet or something. Mm-hmm. And that can cause drywall damage or
interesting
different, you know, water damage.
And in addition onto that point, I'm going to buy into my time right now, is I have this like little drippy thing outside my house. It
yes.
looks, seems like it's dripping from the air conditioner.
Right.
And it seems like it drips nonstop. Is that just dripping?
This time of year, it should be dripping nonstop.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. In May and June, when it's completely dry, then you shouldn't have
should
any drip.
Should I put anything down to like make sure it doesn't eat at the like the foundation of the house
no.
or something like that?
No. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Could you put your plants under it?
You could, sure.
Okay. I was actually thinking of that, of a way that I could reuse that water. So
yeah, yeah. It's just water coming out of cool. your out of the atmosphere in your house.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, that's Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cleaning and Plumbing. Actually, tell, how can people get a hold of you?
You can give us a call at 520-440-4069 or picturerockscooling.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us, brother.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, this is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Adelie Hunt with the Lopez & Lopez team with Long Realty. Join us for the Common Good Business Breakfast and the Customer or Supporter Appreciation Breakfast the first Wednesday of every month at the Arizona Sand Club for our monthly Common Good Supporter Appreciation event with a complimentary breakfast as we network and discuss our favorite local nonprofits. See you there. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with Mrs. Adelie Hunt with the Lopez & Lopez team with Long Realty.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it. How do people get a hold of you? We haven't even discussed that yet.
Phone number 520-227-3915. Easy.
Say it one more time.
520-227-3915.
Easy.
Easy.
So, yeah. So, thank you once again for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So far, you've been knocking out of the park.
Sweet.
Yeah, you're like my Alex Rodriguez pre-steroids right now. Like,
so, you'll be bring me back?
Yeah, I'll be bringing you back.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
We're going to get a contract extension for sure. So, today we have another amazing group on with us. Definitely one of my favorites. I say it regularly and I mean it. One of the best nonprofits on the planet. In Pep Inc. And definitely a good friend and Miss Amy Bass that has joined us, and she's brought a superstar and a human being in Miss Karen McGarity. So thank you both for joining us.
Nice to be here, John.
It's nice to be here.
You don't seem happy to be here, Karen. Well, so you guys today, you're going to be telling us about the grant-funded program to help spread awareness about the rise in fentanyl deaths and to help us get the information out to everyone that needs to ask about people that are dealing with this. Can you, let's start off with, I guess over to you, Amy, you know, what is fentanyl? one, because surprisingly enough, a lot of people don't even know what it is. I'm very aware of it, working with the unhoused population. But what is fentanyl, and why are we seeing people overdosing from it?
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, that's the good part, that you do know about it, and a lot of people do. But the sad part is a lot of people don't. And fentanyl is essentially, it's an opioid. It's an opioid drug. excuse me. If you go to the hospital for surgery and they inject you to anesthetize you, you know, put you under while they're operating on you, likely one of the drugs that knocks you out like that is the fentanyl. Mm. So it's a combination of fentanyl, morphine, and a whole bunch of other things. And that's why we have the anesthesiologists to make sure that you don't like dip into the abyss and don't come back. They have to be very, very careful with these drugs, very, very strong. So it is an opioid. It is 50 times stronger than the illegal street drug heroin. It's 100 times stronger than the morphine. So just a little bit goes a really long way. Very powerful, and under, you know, it's under the regulation as a narcotic controlled substance when it is produced legally for medicinal use. But there is prescription fentanyl, and then we have illicitly manufactured illegal fentanyl. And yeah, it's really scary because we are having fentanyl manufactured all over the place in this country and out of this country. A lot of it is coming in from other countries. But it is known for, you know, the same effect as, say, heroin. But it is being produced, you know, illegally, illicitly, and it's not approved, of course, by the FDA. So when people are taking it, they don't know what they're getting. Yeah, and there's a little bit more to that. I like to go to the chocolate chip cookie story, you know, the ones that your grandma made.
Cookies.
Okay, are you the kind of person that when you go up to get a chocolate chip cookie, do you go for the one with the most chips, or do you go for the one with fewer chips?
Oh, I'm a chip type of gal.
Okay, so yeah, high
chip. Yeah, you seem like a chip type of gal, for sure.
High chip intake here. What about you, John?
I want to go with less chips. For me, I'm looking for the gooeyest looking one.
Oh, okay, the warm.
Yeah, so you didn't give that option.
Yeah, well, I can't help it.
Coming out of the oven with the cold glass of milk. What about you, Karen? Which kind of cookie do you go after? The one with the chips, or do you eat chocolate chip cookies?
I do eat chocolate chip cookies. I'd go for the ones with the chips.
Okay. All right. So,
yeah, two chips, one no chips. Okay, got it.
We know what to bring next time. Yeah. Okay. But here's the thing. You can actually see the chocolate chips in the cookies, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the most part. Mm-hmm. It's not like that with the fentanyl. So they're manufacturing it into these little pills. And the pills, you can actually get a pill press and you can make them illegally and all of that. And as they're mixing up the ingredients, it's not regulated. So you don't know if that fentanyl pill has a lot of fentanyl in it or a little. Each pill is different. So we could go to a party, you could take a fentanyl pill, I could take a fentanyl pill, and you might be fine. You know, you'd have like an experience being under the influence, you know, probably maybe not good, but you may not die. I could die instantaneously, and that's because it's not regulated. There is no consistent manufacturing. If you saw the labs that they're making these things in, it, you know, there's like rats and everything else.
Going off of that, how do people use fentanyl? Is it just consumed orally, or are there different ways that they use it?
Good question. So we do have the pills. There's little blue pills with a 30 on them, and they call them the M30s. Mm. Those are probably the most common. Lately, they've started to get creative, and they're calling them Skittles, and they're like all different colors, which is bad because who are the biggest consumers of Skittles?
Kids.
Teenagers.
Yeah.
It's a bad. It's like Skittles are cool, which is really awful for them to do that. But they also put the fentanyl. You can crush up the pills. You can smoke them. I've heard that there's a really bad smell to it. Also, of course, swallowing them, snorting them, smoking them. So they crush them up on foil and smoke them. And then, of course, injecting them, which is, you know, the most most deadly, fastest way for them to get the effect, but also the quickest way to die if it's too much. And there's really, the fentanyl is, it's so dangerous. It's so dangerous. It's like Russian roulette.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about all that and more with Amy Bass, with Pep Inc., as well as Karen McGarity. I'm Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, here with Adelie Hunt with the Lopez & Lopez team with Long Realty. Yeah, I said it right.
That was good.
Thanks, yeah. And you can find her on Facebook as well, I'm guessing. And then also we ask you to go to our Facebook page, because we're going to be sharing a QR code from Pep Inc. Where you can take a survey answering some questions about the issue. Definitely any support that they can get from you will be greatly appreciated. Also go to veteranrescuemission.org to find out more about our amazing sponsors and the amazing work we do in the community. Hello, all of you beautiful people and okay-looking people as well. Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, here with Adelie Hunt of the Lopez & Lopez team with Long Realty. Does it get like tiring, like saying that whole thing?
It's a mouthful, to be honest.
Yeah,
it's like, give me a minute for my intro.
Let me tell you who I am. You got a second here. Have a drink of water.
Exactly.
For sure. But I guess, like, just real briefly, I guess, tell our listeners what you do and how you do it.
Of course. I'm a real estate agent here in Tucson. I love helping I wasn't prepared for this. I like helping home buyers and also second time and investors, just depending what you're looking to do. I'm here to help you with any real estate questions.
Nice. And how can they get a hold of you again?
My phone number, 520-227-3915. You can look me up on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Awesome. And we have, as I said, one of my favorite nonprofits on the planet in Pep Inc. We have Amy Bass and Karen McGarity here talking about the fentanyl issue we're having in Tucson and pretty much around the world, and what Pep Inc. is doing to help that problem. And this time I'm gonna turn the question to Karen, because even though Amy is so loquacious, I want to think Karen deep down has a gift of gab. I see it in your eyes this far. And the question is, what is law enforcement doing to stop the pills from reaching our youth?
Well, the Drug Enforcement Administration, particularly their field, Phoenix Field Division, has been seizing quite a few of these pills as they're coming across the border. In 2020, they seized more than 6 million counterfeit pills. And in 2021, that went up to more than 12 million counterfeit pills. In 2022, they seized 28 million counterfeit pills in Arizona alone, which accounts for nearly 50% of the total number of pills seized in the United States as a whole. And then in 2022, across the nation, they seized more than 50.6 million pills.
Wow.
So they've been very busy. And through lab analysis, they found that 44% of all these pills seized contain a lethal dose of fentanyl.
That's wild.
It's pretty serious.
So, why would you say, I mean, in, actually look forward to the answer to this question, because, you know, working, you know, around this, you know, in some capacity, what would you say is, you would account to the rapid growth around fentanyl use in the United States?
Well, mostly it's young people and adults that are taking the fentanyl, and they do it for a number of reasons. One is there's been a lot of stress in their lives over the past few years, so they find that as a way to alleviate stress. They also, just out of curiosity, a lot of them will just try it out of curiosity. They see this going on in TV shows and movies, and they see the actors taking pills, and nothing seems to happen to them. So they just wonder, well, what's that like? Maybe I should try it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third reason is there could be someone in their family who is also already misusing substances.
Interesting.
You know, one other thing that we can't forget is people have legitimate pain. And the science will show you emotional pain and physical pain when looking at the brain. They both show up in the same area. Mm-hmm. Like if you're going through something really painful emotionally, or you break your leg, if you image the brain, you're going to see the impact in the brain. It's going to light up in the same area. So people having emotional distress or people who are having like back pain, it's real easy to get prescribed medications, and doctors are getting better, but you can still be prescribed opioids, legal opioids for pain. And if people start taking it, it's a whole different story when they try to stop. And so if the doctor decides, you know, okay, you're done, and they don't, you know, they don't have some kind of a support to get off of it, they may well go out and try something else. Somebody may say, here, take one of these. So there is almost a legal pathway to getting addicted to an illegal drug. And we have to remember that. So we're really working with a lot of our prescribers in our clinics and our doctors. And they get it. They're getting it now more than ever, which is great.
Yeah, and I guess kind of in the same vein of that question, Amy, is like, I've heard so many different professionals from the different fields, whether it be police officers, defense attorneys, social service workers, that parallel the fentanyl epidemic to the crack epidemic in the 80s. Is there any correlation between causation in this, or are we looking at kind of just a brand new problem exacerbated by what it seems like a really cheap street drug in a way that we haven't seen in a really long time?
Wow, that's a really loaded question. So
sorry.
No. I'm just going to say, if you want to talk about comparisons between opioids and the crack epidemic and the community response or law enforcement response, I think we need another show.
Okay.
That's more in depth than we could get today. But I will say that, you know, drugs have always been a problem. It doesn't really matter what the substance is. You know, the human brain, the emotional state, people are going to get addicted. We have people addicted to a lot of things. So how do we keep people resilient so that they don't fall into depending on something that could kill them to help them? And that's where the Community Prevention Coalition, we're all about keeping kids whole and helping prevent that they pick up, you know, start drinking or using at an early age. And that's the prevention piece of it.
So you guys really brought some detailed sheets that are so helpful. I wish everyone could see these. It just shows everything in detail. And you do have something else in here. What is TRANC?
So I'll answer that one if you don't mind.
Oops.
TRANC is actually xylazine, and that is a new street drug, which is a non-opioid animal tranquilizer, which has been approved by the FDA for veterinary use only. But it's commonly being mixed in with fentanyl and other drugs such as heroin and cocaine to increase their effects.
Wild.
So some common street names are Trank, Trank Dope, Zombie Drug, and Philly Dope. I'm not sure where that one came from. But it has been found in the Tucson community, but it has not yet caused any deaths. Since it is a non-opioid a substance, naloxone will not work on it. It will not reverse the effects of Trank, but since it's commonly mixed in with opioids, they suggest that you go ahead, and if you see someone having an opioid or an overdose of any sort, to go ahead and give them naloxone, because it will stop the opioid overdose.
That's wild.
That is so scary.
I know. I mean, even with fentanyl, I feel, you know, I've been worked with the unhoused population for, you know, just short of 15 years. It's still so new to me. And now Trank, like, oh man, in this.
I didn't even know there were so many names for it, too.
Yeah, it's wild.
And what Karen mentioned with the naloxone is the fentanyl overdose or any opioid overdose. We have what she mentioned, the naloxone or the brand name Narcan. And so this is a drug reversal drug that we have. It's not a drug. It's a, what would you call it, Karen? It's like a substance.
It's like a substance.
Yeah. So we have Narcan, naloxone. I guess you call it a drug because it's manufactured by the pharmaceutical companies. But we have that at the office. We hand it out everywhere. We tell schools to have it. We tell parents to have it. Law enforcement carries it. The fire department carries it. If there is any suspicion that someone is overdosing from an opioid substance, they simply squirt it nasal route or injection into the muscle, and it will reverse the overdose and save a life. So that is one of the preventative factors that we have against this once it's already happened. So we do prevention on one end to keep people from using it, and then if people are overdosing, we do have the Narcan, and that can be gotten at the CPC office. So the way to get that is call 520-205-4781, and you can request the Narcan or the naloxone to save someone's life.
And lock boxes as well, correct?
Yep. Lock boxes, lock up your medications. Yep.
Nice. And then where else can people get more information, or where can people go to get more information?
Well, if they'd like to call me, my phone number is 520-307-4003. We have presentations on all these topics. We have presentations on fentanyl, meth, counterfeit pills, alcohol, vaping, marijuana, and youth resiliency. And we have print material that is comes along with those presentations on all those topics. All these presentations and the print material is free. We can do a presentation, we can bring print material, we can do one or the other, we can bring print material over for them to just put it in their lobbies and hand out to the clients if they'd like to.
Awesome.
So just give me a call, it's all free, and once again, my phone number is 520-307-4003.
Okay, and what's you guys' website?
The website at PEP is www.ppep.org. And there's lots of information there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Amy, Karen, for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to see you again.
Absolutely. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Adley Hunt with the Lopez & Lopez team with Long Realty. I almost got it down. And if you guys haven't been to VeteranRescueMission.org yet, please check it out, as well as the first Wednesday of every month, September 6th, will be our next one. We're having a customer appreciation breakfast at the Arizona Sands Club. It's also a networking meeting. So we go there, we network, we talk about the local charities, and we have free breakfast. Come and get you some. Arizona Sands Club, September 6th, first Wednesday of every month. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. That's also brought to you by Common Good, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll catch you next week. You stay beautiful.